Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
You want to step into my world? It's a social psychotic state of bliss. You've been delayed in the real world. How many times have you hit at me? Your cat can't show disfiguration. I want to laugh myself to death. With a big fight, so that's with a big configuration. I'll hold the line while you gasp for breath.
You want to talk to me? You wanna 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 talk to me? Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Hello and welcome to a special Thanksgiving edition of the Cancer Experience. I am Cancer, your host. Thank you for tuning in tonight. I think that this Thanksgiving is a little more special than Thanksgivings of past in light of the recent events on September 11th with the World Trade Center towers and the all the lives that were lost. There was some good news that came out of New York City this week, being that the official number of missing or dead from the World Trade Center attacks appears to have dropped to around 3,900. Still a very horrific number, but much better than the 6,000 plus that it had reached at one point. New York City officials contribute the change in figures to better cross-checking of names and people that have been found and removing of duplications. So our hearts go out with you to all the families of the victims in the World Trade Center attacks in New York City. So let's start our Thanksgiving edition of the Cancer Experience. Want to kick it right off? Got a list here of the things that I, Cancer, am thankful for.
Cancer Experience Original.
Things that I, Cancer, am most thankful for. Black cherry ice cream. The internet. Hair dye. Vampire radio. Victoria's Secrets. Jay and Silent Bob. The fact that women in North America shave their legs and armpits. That I now live in Arizona, one of the furthest points south of Canada. Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Angel. The bombing in Afghanistan. Nair. The dead Al-Qaeda and Taliban members. That I am now in almost total isolation and don't have to deal with people if I don't want to. And the one thing that I am most thankful of all, that I live in the greatest country in the history of the world. And if you don't like it, we'll bomb the fuck out of you, knocking you from 700 AD back to 300 BC. Yes, those are the things that I am thankful for this Thanksgiving. But enough of this mushy stuff, this is a comedy show, dammit. So let's get on with it.
Cancer Experience Original.
Ten ways to know if you have estrogen issues. Number one, everyone around you has an attitude problem. Number two, you're adding chocolate chips to your cheese omelet. Number three, the dryer has shrunk every last pair of your jeans. Number four, everyone is suddenly agreeing to everything you say. Number five, you're using your cellular phone to dial up every bumper sticker that says, "How's my driving? Call 1-800. Number six, everyone's head looks like an invitation to batting practice. Number seven, you're convinced that there is a God and he must be male. Number eight, You can't believe they don't make a tampon bigger than Super Plus. Number 9. You're sure that everyone is scheming to drive you crazy. Number 10. The ibuprofen bottle is empty and you just bought it yesterday. Top 10 things only women understand. Number 10. Cats' facial expressions. Number 9. The need for the same style of shoes in different colors. Number 8. Why bean sprouts aren't just weeds. Number 7. Fat clothes. Number 6. Taking a car trip without trying to beat your best time. Number 5. The difference between beige, ecru, cream, off-white, and eggshell. Number 4. Cutting your bangs to make them grow. Number 3. Eyelash curlers. Number 2. The inaccuracy of every bathroom scale ever made. And the number one thing only women understand? Other women.
Fucking kidding, Easter Bunny did this?
All I said was Easter Bunny at the Menlo Park Mall was more convincing. He just jumped the railing and knocked me down.
He's fucking dead.
I'll let it go. He's under a lot of pressure.
What the hell happened to him? The guy in Easter Bunny suit kicked his ass.
I had it coming.
Fuck all that shit. Come on, Silent Bob.
What really happened?
The proprietor of Fashionable Mail beat a rain check into my stomach.
Shannon Hamilton?
You know that guy?
Yeah, I went out with him after we dated. He tried to screw me some more very uncomfortable ones.
What, like the back of a Volkswagen?
Sounds like his M.O.
Can you get up?
Am I still glowing?
Barely breathing. So was Renee involved in any of this?
No, this was an independent act of aggression. He told me that his intentions were to penetrate my ex-girlfriend in the most notorious of body cavities.
Sounds just like him.
Well, you better tell Renee.
I'll let him do whatever the hell he wants. If she's not smart enough to see him for what he is, then she deserves the discomfort.
Isn't that just classic? God knows I've had my share of women, and I've known a few of them. But even I scratch my head at them now and then, wondering what the hell's going through her head. This next one's for you men out there looking for a good pickup line, and for you women looking for a good way to shoot those men down.
Cancer Experience Original.
Hey, can I buy you a drink?
Actually, I'd rather have the money.
I'm a photographer, and I've been looking for a face like yours.
Really? I'm a plastic surgeon. I've been looking for a face like yours.
Hey, didn't we go on a date once, or was it twice?
Must have been once. I never make the same mistake twice.
How did you get to be so beautiful?
I must have been given your share.
Hey, would you like to go out with me this Saturday?
Sorry, I'm having a headache this weekend.
Your face must turn a few heads.
And your face, it must turn a few stomachs.
Go on, don't be shy. Ask me out.
Okay, get out.
I think I could make you very happy.
Why? Are you leaving?
What would you say if I asked you to marry me?
Nothing. Nothing at all. I can't talk and laugh at the same time.
Can I have your name?
Why? Don't you already have one?
Shall we go and see a film?
I've already seen it.
Where have you been all of my life?
Hiding from you.
Haven't I seen you someplace before?
Yes, that's why I don't go there anymore.
Is this seat empty?
Yes, and this one will be, if you sit down.
So, what do you do for a living?
I'm a female impersonator.
Hey, baby, what's your sign?
Do not enter.
Your body is like a temple.
Sorry, there are no services today.
If I could see you naked, I would die happy.
If I saw you naked, I'd probably die laughing.
Where have you been all of my life?
Where I'll be for the rest of your life. In your wildest dreams.
You're listening to The Cancer Experience on VampireRadio.com. Coming up in about 45 minutes is The Freak Show, starring Adam, Brittany, Lowell, and Michael. Tune in to The Freak Show each and every Sunday at 6 p.m. Arizona time.
What did you like better, Jedi or The Empire Strikes Back?
Empire.
Blasphemy.
Empire had the better ending. I mean, Luke gets his hand cut off, finds out Vader's his father, hand gets frozen, taken away by Boba Fett. It ends on such a down note. I mean, that's what life is, a series of down endings. All Jedi had was a bunch of Muppets.
For those of you unaware, the female predominantly providing the voices for this episode is my very good friend Scarlett. Scarlett was one of the original stars on The Cancer Project, my first show, over 2 years ago. Scarlett is a dedicated Navy wife and has two children. Now, I'm assuming most of you out there have seen the movie American Pie. Near the end, Jason Biggs has a scene with the chick from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Her name's Willow, I can't remember her real name. But they have a sex scene, and it goes something like this.
Okay, let's go.
What's my name? Say my name, bitch!
Michelle. Oh, God.
Now, Scarlett got one of her daughters to record her version of this scene.
Say my name. Say my name, bitch. Squid. Oh, my God.
Now, am I the only one that thinks this child is going to need extensive therapy in later life?
Cancer Project, flashback.
Love is a rare opportunity. And when that love is somehow parted, it's something deep down inside that wants just a reminder. A slice of memory.
No, I don't think you should get married.
Neither do I, but we're transmitted. What about you, Eldon?
Okay. For some people, marriage works.
Yeah.
For people like you, it doesn't. You seem to be very, very happy on your own.
Yeah,
very independent.
I am.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that need that soulmate, need that person with them all the time, need to have that. Like, I don't be alone. I'm not an alone person. You're very alone, Cancer. I mean, you're... are totally self-sufficient, and you... I don't want to say you self-pleasure yourself.
How do you know?
I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
Hey, before I get into this, some of you guys out there, make sure you're nice to the fat girls over spring break, right? They need a little loving, too.
Cancer. Experience. Original.
Stephen came home from his brotherhood meeting at the church. He was very excited and explained to his wife that the guest at the meeting had been a wonderful hypnotist. His wife then mentioned that attendance was down at the Sunday services. Maybe they should hire the hypnotist to bring in a crowd. He talked it over with the priest, who thought it was a terrific idea. After lots of publicity, the church was filled for the Sunday service. The hypnotist withdrew a pocket watch. As the crowd observed, mesmerized, the hypnotist began. Watch the watch. Watch the watch. Watch the watch. The congregation carefully observed, their eyes following the sway of the watch. Watch the watch, the hypnotist continued. Then, accidentally, the watch fell out of his hand. Shit! He cried. It took them 3 weeks to clean up the church.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it for our first segment. Stay with us. We'll be right back after a word from these sponsors.
The Graffiti Shop, the place to shop in Arizona for unique clothing, accessories, and apparel. The Graffiti Shop carries a huge selection of vinyl, jewelry, incense, footwear, and whatever paraphernalia you may require. Custom silk screening is also available. The Graffiti Shop is located at 414 South Mill Avenue in Tempe, Arizona. Call 480-921-8821 for full product line and services offered. 480-921-8821. The Graffiti Shop, the place in Arizona to shop.
Dreamwater.com/BODOM.
We sense a soul in search of answers.
Free insults. Find out when you're going to die. The Mad Cow. Dreamwater.com/bottom has it all. Watch satellite TV from around the globe. The acclaimed report, 380 ways to freak out your roommate. Web chat, dark art. What else do you really need?
Dreamwater.com/BODOM.
Welcome.to/loop. Loops, the monthly dark wave, shockwave, music zine digest. Each month, music industry news, synopsis, specially selected dark web beats, plus music reviews on various topics. Welcome.to/loop. Images, animation, sound effects, music news, all in an interactive CD-ROM style presentation. Requires the free Macromedia plugin to play. Welcome.to/loop.
VampFangs.com. The ultimate combination to satisfy your every need. Fangs, vampire vixens, chats, and so much more. Come see where everyone really hangs out. Chat with people who understand. Come to the place that no one forgets. www.vampfangs.com and experience just waiting to happen.
Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?
Vampire Radio.
There. Now we feel better.
Harmonic Seduction by Cami Allen and Darling Violetta. Their latest release, the Kill You EP, features two tracks previously heard on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Their latest single, Spoiled and Rotten, will send your heart into a spiral of passion. It only takes a moment to lose your soul to Darling Violetta. The Kill You EP is available now at Tower Records, Amazon.com, DarlingVioletta.com, and other online merchants. Visit www.darkdoors.com and witness Sin Surreal's dark art and gothic photography. Darkdoors.com also allows you to view and post poetry, apply for web awards, or join a Language of Dreams web ring for the artistic elite. Do you have a dark art project that you need completed? Contact Sin Surreal for an estimate.
www.darkdoors.com. Open the doors to your darkest expression. Come to darkdoors.com to open your mind.
You know, I went to Cambridge, and I found that through all my travels, all the years of study, getting my MDs and PhDs and DVDs, I found that the only truth in life was right here on www.vampireradio.com on a show called The Freak Show, airing Sunday nights at 6 p.m. Arizona time. If you're in a different time zone, do your own fucking math. Thank you.
Love and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah.
Welcome back to the Cancer Experience. I'm Cancer, your host. God, I love this song. We're a little bit past the halfway mark. Still got a lot of great stuff for you.
So sadly. Cancer Experience Original.
Hey So, it's Sunday night. Last night, of course, was Saturday. Did you go out drinking? Did you go out partying at all this weekend? Maybe you had a little too much. Well, we here at the Cancer Experience have put together a little list to help you classify your hangover. There are basically five types of hangovers, each stronger in strength as you go further down the line. First, you have the one-star hangover. This doesn't present any real pain. There's no feeling of illness. Your sleep last night was a mere disco nap, which is giving you a whole lot of misplaced energy. Be glad that you are able to function relatively well. However, you are still parched. You can drink 10 bottles of water and still feel this way. Even those vegetarians of you out there that have this type of hangover are still craving a cheeseburger and a side of fries. Next, of course, you have the two-star hangover. This presents a slight headache. You don't feel sick, but something is definitely amiss. You may look okay, but have the attention span and mental capacity of a stapler. The coffee you chug and try to remain focused is only exasperating your rumbling gut, which is craving a full English breakfast. Last night has wreaked havoc on your bowels, and even though you have a nice demeanor about the house, you can't really get anything done except for surfing the net and writing junk email. Next comes the three-star hangover. Definite headache. Stomach feels crappy. You are definitely a space cadet and not so productive. Anytime a girl walks by, you gag because her perfume reminds you of the random gin shots you did with your alcoholic friends after the bouncer kicked you out at 1:45 a.m. Life would be so much better right now if you were in bed with a dozen donuts, a 2-liter of Coke, and watching Good Morning America. You've had 4 cups of coffee, a gallon of water, 2 sausage rolls, and a 2-liter of Diet Coke. Yet you haven't peed once. The 4-star hangover. Your head is throbbing and you can't speak too quickly, else you might honk. You've lost the will to live. Your wife has already lambasted you for getting home late last night and giving you a lecture about reeking of booze. You got up and got dressed, but you can't hide the fact that you missed an oh-so-crucial spot shaving this morning. Your teeth have sweaters, your eyes look like one big vein, and your hairstyle makes you look like a reject from the class picture of Mossside Secondary School circa 1976. You would give a week's pay for one of the following: somewhere to hide and be alone, or a time machine so you can go back and not have gone out the night before. The 5-star hangover. You have a second heartbeat in your head, which is actually scaring your kids. Death seems pretty good right now. You can't focus as your eyes are all scrunched up in your head. Rancid vodka vapor is seeping out of every pore, staining your shirt and making you dizzy. You still have toothpaste crust in the corners of your mouth. At least you hope it's toothpaste crust. You don't give a damn either way. Your body has lost the ability to generate saliva, and your tongue is suffocating you. You'd cry out, but that would take the last of the moisture left in your body. Talking, well, it's not an option. Your wife doesn't even get mad at you, and your kids are wondering why you look so pathetic. You should have stayed in bed, because all you can manage to do is sit very still and stare into oblivion.
Creature of the night, Michael. Just like out of a comic book. You're a vampire, Michael. My own brother, a vampire. Oh, you wait till Mom finds out, buddy.
Here's a few things that you can say at Thanksgiving. Talk about a huge breast. Tying the legs together keeps the inside moist. If I don't undo my pants, I'll burst. Whew, that is one terrific spread. I'm in the mood for a little dark meat. Are you ready for seconds yet? It's a little dry. Do you still want to eat it? Just wait your turn. You'll get some. Don't play with your meat. Just spread the legs open and stuff it in. Do you think you'll be able to handle all these people at once? I didn't expect everyone to come at once. You still have a little bit on your chin. How long will it take after you stick it in? You'll know it's ready when it pops up. Wow, I didn't think I could handle all of that. That's the biggest one I've ever seen. How long do I beat it before it's ready? Let's do it in the dining room. It's Cool Whip time.
Cancer Experience Original.
A little girl was playing in the garden when she spotted two spiders mating.
Daddy, what are those two spiders doing?
She asked. They're mating, her father replied.
What do you call the spider on top, Daddy?
She asked. That's a daddy long legs, her father answered.
So the other one is a mommy long legs?
The little girl asked. No, her father replied. Both of them are daddy long legs. The little girl thought for a moment, then took her foot and stomped them flat.
Well, we're not having that sort of shit in our garden.
Clytus, I'm bored. What plaything can you offer me today?
An obscure body in the SK system, Your Majesty. The inhabitants refer to it as the planet Earth.
How peaceful it looks.
Most effective, Your Majesty. Will you destroy this Earth?
Later. I like to play with things a while before annihilation.
Okay, that's it for this edition of the Cancer Experience. I thank you for tuning in. I would like to personally thank Scarlett for participating in many of the bits for this show. Also, thanks go out to Nick Nivian and Smilin' Bandit for sending in new content. Stay tuned for The Freak Show up in just 30 minutes, starring Adam, Brittany, Lowell, and Michael. Join me, Cancer, next week for another all-new edition of the Cancer Experience. I'll talk with you then.